today. Luke Bryan has a baby to dish about, but is the baby his? We'll explain.
And Matt James dropped a bombshell about his time on The Bachelor. And wait till you hear this, y'all.
Plus, Prince William and Kate Middleton are making videos, but it's not what you think.
Push and Heidi are out today, and Frank will join us later. So what you got, Miss Sherry?
Gary, the tea just keeps on spilling in the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce. Seems like Bill and Melinda had planned to announce their split in March. And get this, Melinda Gates rented a whole island so the family could escape the media after the announcement was made. The trip included the couple's three children and their partners. And there's just one family member that did not make it on the island, wasn't invited. That is Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. So now the divorce announcement came later because the lawyers couldn't settle everything fast enough. Mm. But Melinda and the family still went on the island getaway, which costs $132,000 per night. Did y'all hear me?
That's it.
HK, is this how you do divorce billionaire style?
Well, I guess like this family has to splurge somewhere, because like anybody who follows Bill and Melinda Gates, they don't necessarily be stunting like they got it. So like, hey, if you need to get away from the world, buy an island, or you can just turn off your Wi-Fi so you don't get the internet.
When I went through both my divorces, I went and stayed at my cousin Jamaica's house. I slept on her day bed.
I think kids always tend to gravitate towards their mama. You know, I think they spend more time with their mom. Their mom raised them. I feel like he was around, but he was probably working all the time. And she was a mom at home with those kids. And they're going to gravitate to her to make sure she is okay.
No matter what, Melinda does have the money. But even those, you know, they got on the Instagram, that little thing, the challenge with who the kids run after. And you did it, Brad, with Judy, but y'all did it with your dogs. And typically, the kids run after the mother. they will always go towards the mother instead of the daddy.
Dogs will follow who feeds them the most.
Exactly.
I'm like, I clean up after y'all. I wipe y'all ass when y'all finish pooping with a puppy wipe.
Okay, so when you think of the fantasy suite on The Bachelor, you definitely think some bounce, go wow, wow. Bachelor Matt James says he didn't have sex in the fantasy suites. Now, he said, I think the women appreciated it because I did learn things about them that I don't have to think I would have learned if I hadn't used that time to really dive deeper into something that they might not have been comfortable talking about on camera. Mm. Now, in case you forgot, Matt went to the fantasy suite with the three final list, including winner Rachel Carcano, who recently got back together with him. But, do you believe there was really no smashing going on in those fantasy suites?
You know, they need to change the name to Conversation Suite. That sounds great. That sounds nice. No, but you know what I'm saying? There might not have been intercourse, but there's other things you can do. Like, come on, kids.
Yeah, well, what else?
Come on, kids.
Outercourse?
There was definitely some heavy petting and probably some other things going on other than intercourse.
Yeah, I remember one of the girls on the first, when they were getting out the car, brought a vibrator. So, I mean,
she knew it was going to be an action, so she had her toy.
And also, another contestant brought pink eye.
But you think Rachel Carcano, they did a slave reenactment in the doggone sex room?
He was a big black buck.
I really hope not.
They could have got some role play going on. Could have been Black Snake Moon.
Django
off the chain.
Matt James, if you stay with Rachel Carcano, you will get this for the rest of y'all's career together.
Now, Gary, your cousin Meghan Markle isn't going to like this next story, man.
Oh, no.
Her in-laws, Prince William and Kate Middleton, have started their own OnlyFans, y'all. What? I'm kidding. They did start their own YouTube channel, though, y'all.
Okay.
So congratulations to them. Yeah, Kanye shrug. Okay. They acknowledged being late to the party, saying better late than never, and showed off their playful side in an announcement video. Check it out.
By the way, you be careful what you say now, because these guys, they're filming.
I know. Hey! Do you need to roll your arm?
Do you know where it is?
No.
That's nice. That's so, nice. So Gary, cute. What do you think? Are they trying to seem more likable and come off more likable after the fallout from the Meghan and Harry Oprah interview? What do you think, Gary?
Think about it, Troy. Of course, but not only that, honey. They're now being able to get out and be themselves now that Prince Philip died. They get to, honey, tell the queen, look, girl, we're going to do this, honey. We're going to be us, and we're going to do what we want to do. So that's what it is. Now they have more freedom. They could be themselves now. So kudos to them, but they'll never be Meghan or Harry.
And you know what, Gary? I feel like they're a little bit envious of Meghan and Harry because they're getting to live their lives and not have to live under those rules, and they're getting to participate in American social media, so they want to do it too.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait until William Lever, honey. I mean, he's going to leave, Kate. You could look at him and tell him. He is sitting there on the edge of that couch. Can't wait to leave her ass. He's like, damn, that's not true.
He has been with Kate for the last 32 years. They got 15 kids. He's not leaving her. Jeez Louise.
Can you imagine Prince William on The Bachelor, y'all? Now, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Prince William gets a whole makeover, like maybe shaves all his hair so he looks like a young, like, I don't know, Lex Luthor or something like that. Yo, it'll give him an edge that he's never had, like, since we've been seeing him.
Right.
The chicks will be there for him.
All right, y'all, honey, things are heating up, baby, on The Masked Singer. Now, last night, honey, one of the Spicy Six, y'all, was eliminated. That's right, baby, Robo Pine was revealed. Check this out.
This is crazy.
Who is it? Oh, my goodness, Tyrese, movie star.
I mean, they go all out with these costumes, honey. It's
they
like,
do, you amazing. Can't tell.
Tyrese got to do something extra, because after we saw that damn video of him shaving that woman's honey, he better do something, but that's why he got eliminated. But anyway, he was known as Robo Pine. I guess he was. Now, he said, y'all, he was a 60-year-old grandpa, y'all, from Costa Rica. Now, if you were on the show, honey, would y'all try to even throw people off like that?
Yeah. You want to stay on the show as long as you possibly can. So if they start guessing even close to who you are, you're going to get, you know, they'll vote you off. Or if you can't, like me, if you can't sing, you get voted off. But you want to keep them thrown and keep the audience trying to guess. So, yeah, that was a good one. 60-year-old man from Costa Rica. Yeah. Not the shaver.
Okay. Luke Ryan, you are not the father. Let me explain, y'all. The American Idol judge has been married to his wife, Caroline, for 15 years, but his mother thought he knocked up fellow country singer Maren Morris. Luke explained to Ellen DeGeneres how this went down. Take a look.
And my mother calls me, and she goes, I'm sitting here reading some gossip thing. Which, I don't know how she subscribes to an online gossip thing anyway. And then she goes, it says you're Maren Morris, you fathered Maren Morris's child. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I do not need this today.
Let me tell you something. You know, Chewy talks about his mother the most. She's got a third eye where Chewy Martinez is concerned. If your mama think you'd have knocked up somebody, chances are.
Facts right there.
No, I don't agree with that.
Now, Sherry, do you have family members that believe what they read about you in the tabloids?
On some site, it says I make $100 million a year. Every cousin in my family was calling because they had a boot on their car and wanted to I was like, stop believing.
Let us hold some, Sherry. Let us hold some.
Yeah, really. Like, what's up, mama?
Is that your bitch?
Lord Jesus, I can't take much more of this here, honey. But my girl, baby, Miss Wendy Williams, bitch, is beefing with another star, honey. Find out who it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, I'm calling today SmackDown Thursday, honey, because Erica Mena is not happy with the Wendy Williams shade. Now, we mentioned earlier in the week that Erica and her hubby Safari are expecting baby number 2, but the announcement did not receive a lot of love, which caused Erica to clap back at the negativity. Well, Wendy called Erica out on her show, and to sum it up, she said, if you don't want people commenting on your marriage, then keep it off the internet, and babies don't save marriages. Miss Erica Mena clapped back, as we know her to do, and in a sense deleted tweet saying, at this point, let's just link up so I can beat your ass, okay? Your ex-husband didn't do a good enough job.
Ooh. Now that's not nice.
Don't get on Wendy. Wendy's speaking from experience because Kevin's baby didn't save her marriage. So she knows. If you don't want anybody having an opinion on your marriage or the baby, we know we talked about the fact that Safaree said he didn't like you pregnant. He didn't think you were sexy. Y'all showed that. So if you don't want anybody commenting, maybe keep your stuff more private and special between y'all.
But it's the whole internet, though, that was kind of going at her, too. Because the thing is, when you live your life so publicly, not only on social media, but you be popping up on these different reality shows, people have a false narrative like you belong to them. And you have the ability to comment on every aspect of people's lives. Yeah. And sometimes you wake up and you choose violence and you want to clap back because you ain't here for it today.
You got to figure out another way. A terroristic threat. Anything is labeled a terroristic threat.
You can't tweet it out. You just got to roll up on them.
You can't say I open a can and whoop ass. You can't say I'm going to beat you outside. You can't say I'm a pull up. You can't say nothing.
But Brad, like when somebody was talking about me, tried to say that I was a back door. I'm like, you don't know me, honey. Ain't nobody been in my house. So how in the hell you gonna say that?
They said you was a back door.
Back door.
A back door.
Oh gosh.
Whoa, stepping from that door to this door, moving on. Gucci Mane may not appreciate this one. So during the live chat on DJ Academic's Twitch channel, somebody mentioned Gucci and his wife Keisha KO are having a solid relationship. Well, Academics kicked up a little bit of dust and quickly interjected, reminding everybody of Keisha's alleged affair with Yo Gotti while Gucci was locked up behind bars. Take a look.
He wasn't with her his whole time. He was also kind of running around a little bit. When she, you know what I mean, decided to do her a little bit, allegedly, she might have been with Yo Gotti.
Oh, man. And people just want to stir up a hornet's nest. Like,
Nashuya had crack. I'm not saying this is true for Keisha, but is he right about men not being able to forgive a woman for sleeping with somebody else, even if they went to prison?
In most cases, men aren't forgiving because, like, we're prideful human beings.
Right.
And then when you put that in the rap world, somebody, you know, like, sometimes knowing that somebody who's in the same business as you has something that they could pull out on you at any time, it does create a little extra tension.
Absolutely. We will definitely beat that dead horse and keep bringing it up. And we will be hurt. We might not say it, but we will be hurt. Especially if you do it with one of our peers. Like, damn, like, that's even worse, yo.
I get mad when somebody else wear my sneakers, so. Yo, just imagine a person.
Ladies, do you want a good night's sleep without losing your edges, then you need the Revive three-piece satin sleep set. It comes with a satin pillowcase, eye mask, and a scrunchie. Now, the pillowcase helps minimize frizzy hair. The eye mask is lightweight and breathable, ideal for sleeping, napping, meditation, and more.
Yes, Brad, and I see it come in beautiful colors, honey, like gray, pink, black, or ivory. But tell me more, Brad.
Well, Gary, the scrunchy satin exterior is soft on your hair, and the elastic inside is strong enough to hold your locks through the night, reducing creases and protects hair from breakage, snagging, and thinning.
This is dope, Brad. How much?
Well, usually this satin sleep set has been seen as high as $30, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $12!
What?
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Well, Tiffany Haddish wants to be a mom. Find out what she is doing to be ready for the job. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey. Yeah.
So, Chewy, look who's solo joining us, Frank. Oh. You're right. I know you're missing Ivy. See you.
Yeah, she'll be back tomorrow, so let me enjoy today, please, okay? Let's just soak in the...
No, we need Heidi back, because you're going to start picking on me. I already feel it.
Yes, and then I'm going to have to start defending Sherry.
Moving on, she is ready. She is ready to be somebody's mama, and I am talking about Tiffany Haddish. Now, during a recent interview, Tiffany revealed that she is taking steps towards expanding her family by taking parenting classes. Now, she's only interested in adopting a child, not carrying one, because, you know, she date in common, but there's also a possibility that Tiffany has a couple of mini-me's out there in the streets. Check this out.
I'm taking parenting classes now, so to adopt. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to pay nobody to carry my baby neither, because then I have to go through a process of giving myself injections and all that stuff. And I already gave up. I gave up. Here goes something everybody don't know. I'm a tick. When I was 21, I was really hard up with money, and I gave up a bunch of eggs. So who knows? I might got some kids out here in the streets.
I would love to have one of Tiffany Haddish's eggs. I mean, that would be hilarious. I mean, just naturally built in. I don't know if Tiffany's ready to be a parent, though. She'd be a great mother. But is she ready to raise kids? You know what I'm saying?
You know what, but Frank, who of us is ready to raise kids? Like, my mother had me when she got pregnant when she was 17. And she didn't know anything about it. Well, it's why I'm f***ed up right now. But she didn't know anything about raising a child. I love the fact that she's talking about adopting because, you know, Tiffany is very open about, you know, being in an orphanage. We haven't seen that part of Tiffany, and I think it's just there waiting to come out. I mean, Frank, how did it change you being a father?
Well, yeah, when they found me, I was like, well, I guess I got to be your dad now. You know where I live. But yeah, it did change me. I mean, completely. So I hope it doesn't take Tiffany's personality and change it. I think that she should probably start out by adopting like a highway or something. Yeah. Like, don't adopt a kid. Well, moving on. Sounds like Anna Faris has some regrets on her podcast, Unqualified. Anna gave some interesting advice to a listener about calling off an engagement. Now, Sherry, why don't you read what she said?
Absolutely. I really feel like calling off an engagement is a smarter, stronger, braver move than what I did, which was like, well, I guess everyone is expecting this, so let's just go through with it.
I think Anna's lying. I think
that
she
didn't.
Because she was married to Chris Pratt for 9 years. I mean, if you had, you know, doubts going down the aisle and you're standing up there wondering if you should run away or not, that probably would be a maximum 3-year marriage when you really realize it was wrong. But if you stay for 9 years, that's the Hollywood max. She was in it. And Chris Pratt dumped her at the end. So now she's trying to save face, acting like she was never really into it. And
yeah, man.
You love that guy, and he tore you apart.
Once Chris Pratt got that six-pack, it was a wrap.
Sorry, Anna. Heidi's not here, so I have to rip on somebody. You kind of look like her, Anna. I'm sorry.
All right, up next, looks like one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's kids went from pumping iron to being a predator in the real estate game. We will explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, Joseph Baena, has followed in his footsteps by getting into bodybuilding, but now he's trying something new. Joe dropped his picture on the gram saying, and I quote, "Not your average realtor, super excited to start a new career in residential real estate. I am primarily based in West LA and Silicon Beach, so if you're buying, selling, or need help, shoot me a DM."
All right.
He's doing his business kind of like where we live, y'all. Are you guys in the market at all?
I think the kind of houses he may be selling, if he comes from the Schwarzenegger clan, might be a little bit out of our price range, Chewy. Don't you think?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe all three of us can pitch in for one. Hey, what do you think? We could all live together. Full house.
Right now is a great time to sell. It's a seller's market. People are making serious money.
Yes.
So you're going to get into real estate right now. There's really not much work involved because, I mean, I guess people are like listing their homes and selling them within a week. So it's really a great gig to get into. I just like his tagline on all of his houses.
What's the tagline?
"The house comes with a maid, just like my dad."
Wow.
We cannot recover from that joke.
Frank can.
Oh, my God.
I will totally recall that joke.
Joseph, if you're watching this, sorry, bro.
I'm sorry, man. Heidi's not here, Joseph. You kind of look like her.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.